Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures closed strong here at the end of today, with corn being up about 2 cents. Front month November soybeans closing near their highs, up 5 cents at 13.48. And then the wheat futures were 2 to 5 higher here at the close. The big news today in terms of the bullish news was big soybean sales for the 13-14 crop year. The USDA announced 182,000 metric tons of soybeans sold for that year. And then the really big one was the 1.93 million metric tons of soybeans sold to China for 13-14 crop year. That's the fifth highest daily sale of all time. So that's really positive news looking long term. Then we had some reports out of Landworth, which were actually a little bit negative. They increased their world bean production to 281 million metric tons. That was up from 278. They increased wheat production to 704 million metric tons. That's up from 702. And then they increased corn production here in the U.S. to 13.483. They were at 13.396. So they're still lower than everybody else. But that was a sign that overall they think that we're producing more and more grain around the world, and that these higher prices aren't giving incentives for farmers to produce more.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
This morning's ethanol production report seemed a little bit negative in some aspects in terms of overall demand for corn, but production was lower this week to 5.866 million barrels. The overall ethanol stocks was just a touch lower here at 16.178 million barrels for the week, and profit margins remained really strong, the strongest we've been in over a year. Well, besides last week, we're at $1.60 a bushel in profit. So you'd think that there would be plenty of incentive to keep using corn to produce ethanol. Tomorrow morning, we have an export sales report. The estimates are for wheat 500 to 650 metric tons. Last week, we were at 544. Corn sales are estimated to be between 400 and 600 metric tons. And they're looking for, last week we were at 633. Soybean sales, we're looking for anywhere from 650 to 750. We were at 478 last week. In terms of weather, it looks like we could still see some showers here in the Midwest going from now until into next week. Temperatures are going to be normal to below normal. And there has been a little bit of rainfall across these southern plains in the winter wheat growing areas, which have been good for the wheat planting. We were at 12% as of Monday in terms of wheat being planted for winter wheat, and it looks like that number will just probably be ahead of schedule due to these rains.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our numbers today,
October live cattle were up 10 cents at 125.27. September feeders up 55 at 157.15. October lean hogs gained 75 cents on the day and closed at 91.72. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was up 2.25 cents at 692.5. Chicago December corn up 2.25 at 456.25. And November soybeans were up 5.25 on the day at 13.47.75. October cotton today was up 96 points and closed at 85.73 cents per pound.